Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Mo and Amy each have 3. Peter has 2.
All right. So, Peter, you are in third place. You're going to start first.
Great.
The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, ISIS took credit for a car bombing at a market in blank.
Iraq?
Yeah, in Baghdad. This week, officials in Alberta said that 90% of the buildings in Fort McMurray survived the blank that forced the evacuation of the whole city.
The big fire.
Yeah, on Wednesday, Ohio's House backed a plan to legalize blank.
Marijuana.
Indeed, the Social Security Administration released its annual ranking of baby names this week, showing that the names blank and blank are particularly unpopular this year.
This is not fair because I have to do it twice, but Donald and Hillary?
You're right. This week, Google caused a panic when they switched the color of their search results from blue to blank.
Black?
Yeah. On Sunday, 2-1 favorite Nyquist won the blank.
Kentucky Derby?
Yes. This week, the New York Times issued a correction that Muslim leader Imam Suhaib Webb's Snapchat handle was Imam Suhaib Webb, not blank, as previously reported.
Stoner Imam 69.
No. You're actually close.
Something like that.
As it turns out, the Snapchat handle for the very well-respected Imam was not Pimpin' for Paradise 786. The New York Times said that this error was due to bad information from Secretary of State John Kerry, who, according to the paper, can be reached on Twitter at KetchupSlot420. Bill, how did Peter do?
We got 7 right. 14 Whoa. More
wow.
points. Total of 16 and the lead.
What?
We have flipped a coin. Mo has elected to go third. That means, Amy, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, North Carolina filed a lawsuit against the Justice Department over the state's blank law.
The bathrooms.
Right. On Thursday, the Senate in blank voted to launch an impeachment trial against their president.
Brazil.
Yes. This week, former employees of blank said the site routinely suppressed conservative news.
Facebook.
Right. After being blocked by a federal judge, Staples abandoned their $6.3 billion merger with blank.
Office Depot.
Right. On Monday, Canadian police blocked off a street after they mistook blank for a potential crime scene.
A party of some
no,
kind?
No. A,
no.
quote, an unusually intense squirt gun fight. This week, ride-sharing apps Uber and Lyft announced they were suspending service in blank.
Oh, it's Austin.
Right. On Tuesday, Steph Curry became the first NBA player to be unanimously voted blank.
MVP!
Yes, this week Senator Jeff Flake released a report on wasteful government spending, including a $1 million study involving a scientist trying to get bees to blank.
Bees to stop stinging.
No, he wanted bees to sting him on his genitals.
Oh, I know that guy!
You know that guy?
Yeah, it's like a Cornell guy.
Really?
Ivy Leaguers.
Yes.
Is,
yeah.
is it like a...
It's like, I dated a guy who used to ask me to sting his genitals.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Is it like a pleasure pain thing?
Well, no. I believe he was trying to determine what parts of the body are most sensitive to bee stings. Turns out it's not your private parts.
No.
It's the inside of your nose.
Oh,
and we know that,
be
because
terrible.
Of a government grant, a research grant.
That would be awful.
Senator Flake criticized dozens of studies, including one to discover whether birds slur their songs while drunk. For the record, we are in favor of this government expense because it provides material for our show. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more, total of 15, but one short of Peter.
All right. How many, then, does Mo need to win?
Can't do that.
7 to win.
Here we go, Mo. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that unappropriated funds could not be used to repay insurers, dealing a blow to blank.
Obamacare.
Right. Despite previously coming out against it on Sunday, Donald Trump said he backed a raise in the blank.
Minimum wage.
Right. This week, London elected its first ever blank mayor.
Muslim
mayor. Right. On Wednesday, civil unions for same-sex couples were approved by lawmakers in blank.
Italy.
Right. In order to protect the identities of those involved in an alleged sheep theft on Tuesday, police blurred out blank in official photographs.
This is about a sheep theft?
Yes.
The sheep's faces.
Yes!
Of course!
This week it was revealed that Harry Potter star Emma Watson's name was included in the blank papers.
Oh, in the Panama Papers.
Right. For the first time in 2 years, climbers reached the summit of blank.
Mount Everest.
Yes, last weekend in Lisbon, a 126-year-old statue of a Portuguese king was destroyed when a man blanked.
mistook the statue for a long-lost friend and ran and bear-hugged it and tipped it over.
No, when a man knocked it over while trying to take a selfie with it.
Oh, right.
Police say the unidentified man destroyed the statue of King Sebastio when he climbed on the podium, causing the statue to tip over and shatter in the ground.
Oh, my God.
For those who don't know, King Sebastio of Portugal is famous for dying in battle during a crusade in North Africa when the King of Morocco approached him and tried to take a selfie. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz? Did he do well enough to win?
He did.
Oh, my God.
17 points.
Rare that it happens.
It's rare, but it did happen.
Sheep faces come through from Mo.
I know.